Celebration Marketplace Ministries and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made,
and we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
This day, this fabulous Friday, we are grateful on this morning. We want to thank God and continue to cover all of the first responders, everyone working in the medical field, every worker at every job, every task in the medical field. We thank you for your diligence. We thank you for your dedication. We thank you on this morning for your sacrifice. You are sacrificing many things in this season, and we just want to say thank you unto you. God sees your work. God sees your sacrifice, and you will be rewarded by the Lord of hosts. It is Him who makes the work of your hands prosper.
Yes.
It is Him who delivers unto you a return for your sacrifice. And we just want to say unto you, we appreciate you and thank you. Each person going to work in the stores, into the restaurants that are feeding people in this season, we want to say also unto you, thank you. You are much, much, much appreciated. We've been having Christ over crisis at Celebration Tabernacle Plaza, hosted and coordinated by Pebbles Catering and Event Design. And she's been feeding the community with the help of community partners now, several nights each week. So on tonight, come on out 4 p.m. and pick up a prepared hot meal for you and your family. It's drive-through. There are volunteers there that will bring the food out to your car so you could pick it up and pull out and bring home a delicious meal. Everything that's being put together, all the food that is being cooked, it's the same food that she uses when she catered events. So she's not taking Miss Keisha Barrett. She is not taking any shortcuts just because she's feeding hundreds and hundreds, up to thousands of people during the week. I know some nights it's 600, some nights it's more, and she's been doing it three nights a week. So that's lots and lots and lots of meals that have been leaving. So we want to say thank you to her and her staff. And if you're in the area, the location is 1046 Dixon Boulevard. That's 1046 Dixon Boulevard right here in Cocoa, starting at 4 p.m. So come on out, pick up some meals for yourself and your family on tonight. Pick up a few extra to deliver onto others who may not be able to come out in this season. But we want to continue to let you know that you are appreciated. Each and every person who was on the front line, each and every parent who has stepped up as an educator in the season of virtual learning, I know it got to be frustrating. Oh, Lord, especially if you have multiple kids in the house and you got to get them on at different times and all this stuff. But you are equipped. God has given you grace upon
grace.
And you are equipped for this season. So let's enjoy it. Let's be thankful. We get to partake more in the education of our children as they're being educated at home. And we see more now of what they are doing academically. And we're learning right along with them. So we just want to again say thank you. And we want to invite you out for our Easter service. But you're not going to come out. You're going to stay at home.
Stay at home.
Stay at home for Easter. And you could go to
worship.
Stay at home worship.
Yeah.
You're going to tune into the Celebration Tabernacle Church Facebook page at 10 a.m. The service is going to be broadcasted live from the sanctuary, a complete praise and worship service with a powerful word, a resurrection morning word from Pastor Beckford. And what we want you to do is gather together in your home with the same excitement that you would as if you were coming out to the church. So we want you to get dressed, to prepare yourself for that time, and take family pictures together in your home and post them in the comments as the service is being broadcasted live, so we can still see one another through the virtual component that we have, that we're utilizing at this time, the virtual platform, which is reaching not just in this local area, but abroad and into other countries and even onto other continents. So we want to say thank you to everyone for their continued support, and to the Make Your Day Count family. If you would like to make a contribution to this specific program, please send a donation to P.O. Box 56, Cocoa, Florida, 32923, because it does cost. There is a cost that goes to us being on the air, a monthly cost, and you don't even want to know how much it is because it's a lot to bring in this broadcast to you. So we're asking for your help and support in this season if you are able to be a part of that, to sow a seed to the Word of God going out, being broadcasted into the ears of people who are hungry in this season for a true and relevant practical word from God. So the address again is P.O. Box 56, Cocoa, Florida, 32923.
And if we have been a blessing to you, if we really have been a blessing to you, and you have been blessed by this program, then we will accept your donation, because the program has been a blessing to you, and we ask you to support that, to support that. Support what you believe that God is doing. That's how I support. I support what I believe God has a stamp in. Pastor, I know that's how you give. I just don't give to everything. I want to make sure God has stamping this, because I'm giving into what God is doing.
And if you're a business, you want to be a business sponsor, we'll shout your business out on the radio and give out your contact information. If you just send us a little blurb of what you'll like us to say to introduce your business to the broadcasting air, and we will let them know how to contact you. One of our sponsors, our business sponsor that sponsors us every month, is Mr. Ah Photography, and his website is www.mrahphotography.com. So at this time, he hasn't been taking so many pictures because of all for events being canceled and stuff, but he has been helping a lot with videography and getting videos up and broadcasted so people could stay in touch with their people. So different nonprofit organizations, different educational programs, helping different churches and such to be able to get quality, high quality videos sent out to their people. So if you're interested, if you need any help with that, high quality video, audio, any of that, to be able to send messages of encouragement to your people or get a word out about your business or an event, please contact him through the website. It's www.mrahphotography.com. Mr. Ah Photography. So we want to say thank you to Mr. Ah Photography, who has sponsored each month since we have been on the air. Thank you.
Make your day count. Make your day count. We're here just to help you. And that's why every morning we comes on, we say, this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Why? Because we are making a quality decision to make our day count. The topic for the entire month we're going to be teaching here and communicate together is that we are living in the time of uncertainty. We are living in a time of uncertainty. What do you do facing uncertain time? What do you do? What do you do when you are facing uncertain time? All I can tell you is to look to God. Look to him, as David reminds us. David says, I turn my eyes
unto
to the hill.
Whence my help comes from.
My help comes from God. It comes from above.
The maker.
The maker of heaven and earth. Hallelujah. If somebody just get that one word this morning in your heart, what do you do?
What and that's do Psalm you do? 121. That was Psalm 121.
What do you do when you face uncertain time? When you face it? Here's the answer. Follow David. Psalms what?
121.
You need to write that down on this Friday morning.
It's 8 verses. You can read it today. Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow
your foot
to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth. And even evermore. And everywhere you see the word your, you could change it to my and make that confession. He will not allow my foot to be moved. He who keeps me will not slumber. Mm-hmm. So you could go through where it says your, change it to my, and make those bold confessions over your life, over your situation.
Pastor Diana, verse 7-8 is powerful.
Mm-hmm. All evil shall preserve you from all evil.
At this time, facing uncertainty, 7-8, I release that into your life, that you pray that the Lord shall preserve me from all evil. He shall preserve my soul.
My soul, and your soul is yes, your mind and your emotions and your feelings. Yes. Everything that's going crazy right now is coming from the soulish realm.
Here's the big one now. The big one. The Lord shall preserve your going out and you're coming in. Every time you go out, rest assured, he's preserving you.
Yes.
He's keeping you from this plague. And every time you come back in, you're coming in without that plague. Mm-hmm. You will not. You got to declare it. I got the word over my life. Mm-hmm. When I go out, the Lord is preserving me. Mm-hmm. He's protecting me. He's a shield over me. Mm-hmm. The Lord is a cloak over my life. He's a cloak over my car. He's a cloak over my house. So when I go out, I'm in the realm of safety. When I come in, I'm in the realm of safety. How do I know? Psalms 121, verse 7-8. I just take that. Take that this morning. We release that unto you. We release that unto you right now. The word of God.
So there's safety in obedience. So let's make sure that we're not taking unnecessary risks. He's preserving us in our going out as our coming in, but as we're leaving our home for essential things and we're still following the social distance recommendations or mandate. So we're not going to be foolish now, just like we're not going to go run into traffic.
And the Lord preserve you. He's guiding you. He's telling you what's not to do. You become law-abiding citizen. You can be a lawbreaker and expect the Lord to preserve you. He preserves you in the right path, when you're in the right path. So that's right. We got to balance it here and make your day count. We balance our teaching.
And if the Holy Spirit is tugging at you, telling you don't go right now, wait. Don't go right now and wait. Yeah, right.
Don't say the Lord will. The Lord will protect me. He tell you no.
Join us for Easter service this Sunday. We're so excited to celebrate with you for Resurrection Sunday. We want you to join us virtually through the Celebration Tabernacle Church Facebook page. And we want you to take family pictures together as you worship and celebrate in your home and put them as a comment on the stream. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
You're listening to 91.5 FM. And 102.3 FM, this is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music, WMIE.
This is Morning Breath, your drive time devotion sure to jumpstart your day, brought to you by East Coast Christian Center. Morning Breath starts now. You're listening to the Friday edition of Morning Breath, a special message recorded live at East Coast Christian Center.
We want to welcome in all our family and friends, visitors, if you're visiting, maybe even from some faraway place. God bless you and welcome to this. I also want to welcome, we do this every week in the building when everybody's here, but to the Avenue.